Back on the John Murphy Show, Chris Brown filling in for John Murphy along with Donald Jones as we head toward the end of the show, but still have some interesting stuff to talk about here the rest of the way with you for our listeners on WGR Sports Radio 550 as well as MSG Network. We thank you for joining us, and the person who we're going to have next on the show really needs no introduction, but we will introduce her nonetheless so you know right. who we're talking to. But it's Mary Wilson, wife of Bill's founder and former owner, Ralph Wilson. And we wanted to get her on the line because she's going to be part of an interesting television series that's coming up on MSG, debuting tonight at 9 p.m. And it's going to have the first installment, which deals with the top 10 most memorable moments in Bill's history. And obviously, Mrs. Wilson has seen an awful lot of memorable moments. So we wanted to get her on the line. And Mrs. Wilson, thanks very much for joining us here. You're talking with Chris and Donald.
Well, it's thank you for calling me and asking me to be a part of it. I'm sitting here in Michigan, and it's about 90 outside, and love always talking about the Bills and Buffalo.
So I guess we should begin with when you first were approached, to be asked to sit down and interview and answer some questions about, your memories, obviously, as some of the best moments in Bills history. So I know Mike Adamek is kind of the producer of this video series. So what were your initial thoughts, when you got the call and were asked to sit down?
Well, I did sit down, and I sat down on a Saturday when I was there for my girls in sports program. And first of all, it was the absolute pinnacle of Ralph's life. So I was lucky to be there for that and to be with him and to see his joy of number one, getting to a Super Bowl was just so amazing. And being there for the greatest comeback and the joy in that box that day and the fans at our Super Bowl party that year, we actually gave away hats signed, and it was had Frank Wright on it, and it's Never Never Leave Early hats. And so that was one of the most memorable moments. And, of course, there were lows, but Ralph always got over those. And the lowest moment he ever felt, I think, was out in California where he lost, in Pasadena. And it was such a bad loss. And I've never seen him so distraught, but that took a day. So Ralph had the ability to move forward, and that's sort of a great thing that I've taken from him.
Mary, I understand you have a lot of different memories from the years, but what's the when you think about the Bills, is there one memory that sticks out first?
Absolutely. Well, for me, the most memorable moment, number one, was ever meeting Ralph, and number two, looking back on it, coming to Buffalo the first time in 1990, of course, not realizing what I was about to be a part of, and at least be there to see Ralph help bring his team to this level of perfection, almost. And I guess the saddest part is not winning one, but just getting there in the joy that he had. But the most amazing moment was that comeback and going on to the Super Bowl. I mean, the comeback game has got to be the most memorable. At that halftime, it was so strange because the weather was changing, and I just was yelling in the box, "Come on, don't give up. We can do it. I know we're going to do it. I can see. Look at the weather." It did. I mean, everything just changed in that game in the second half, even though they came right out and scored again. But it was that had to be the most memorable. But the absolute, obviously, another pinnacle of Ralph's life was going into the Hall of Fame, and those 4 days in Canton were absolutely extraordinary. But that would have to be the most amazing moment. And, of course, there were down, wide right was not, that was tough. But just getting there and being there for all of that and being a part of Ralph's joy and really, really at the pinnacle of his life, I was so fortunate to be there.
And I know you weren't there for this, but I'm sure Ralph shared with you an awful lot about, you know, when this was a fledgling franchise. And I think a lot of people are of the belief that there's probably a pretty good chance that the founding of this franchise is on the list for, you know, top 10 memorable moments, because without that, we're not talking about any of this. So what might he have shared with you,
well,
you know, about putting this together?
One thing he shared is that they used to call him Cheap. Cheap there. He used to tell me about that. And, you know, I never really saw that because I came, you know, at this period of time. And, you know, the fans were just so thankful of Ralph. And I would say that's one of the great highlights of being a part of all this, is getting to be around the fans and how much they respected Ralph and how much they were thanking him. And instead of coming up and asking for an autograph, they would come up, shake his hand, and say thank you. And, I mean, how amazing is that? But just being there was extraordinary, the whole thing. And you know, as he said in his Hall of Fame speech, he was lucky to come to Buffalo. And the thing about how they really meshed was Ralph was a very humble person. And Buffalo is very much like that, not showy. Show off, you know, it's just great people to be with and around.
Mary, you talked about, you know, you do so many different things involving women in sports. The Bills announced last week that they had brought in Phoebe Schechter, right?
For the
coaching intern
program.
You know, what are your thoughts on just how we are coming along in terms of women, more and more women getting into sports?
Well, as you know, Title IX, I can't remember what year it is. I think it might be, I can't remember exactly what year. They're having a celebration of exactly what year Title IX was. That changed the landscape of women in sports, because it really gave you something to aim for. There are so many scholarships now for women. But more than that, I think people are coming to the understanding of how important sports is for everyone. The integrity you learn from winning, losing, being on a team. But that's my passion, is girls in sports. And it's not about being the best. It's about participating and you know, Ralph's daughter, number one, she was a good tennis player, and she understood athletics and was a good scout. So I think there should be more women in scouting. And she was the only one, and I'm not sure why more women are not invited into that arena, because, you know, women, they're great women coaches in the country.
Yeah.
But, I think that's I think we've come a long way, baby.
Ralph Wilson, Jr. Foundation trustee, Mary Wilson, joining us here on the John Murphy Show, talking about the television series that's going to be in tonight on MSG, Top 10 Moments in Bills History. And Mrs. Wilson, I know you're probably outside the viewing area for this program. Have you been promised copies of the copies of the episodes?
They promised they would get that to me. I was just in Buffalo last week. I love coming there and being a part of so much that our foundation is going to be doing. Ralph's foundation is going to be doing there and is doing there. And so I'm sorry I'm not there to see it tonight, but they will get me a copy. And I'm very excited about it. And I can't remember exactly what I said.
That's right. Yeah. That's almost
interviewed.
That's almost what you're anticipating more, right? Well, where
do
I fit in here?
Now, what did I say here? I can't remember. But I know. I talked about the greatest comeback. Who doesn't?
That was a smart move. You'll probably be in there then.
Right. Yeah, 100% in there.
Well, listen, it was great to catch up and talk with you.
Thank you.
You know, we look forward to seeing you in that, along with all the other elements of the production that's been put together. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, and thank you for your time.
All right.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Mary Wilson, Ralph Wilson Jr. Foundation trustee, shedding some light on some of her involvement in the debut tonight of the television series, which will begin with the first installment, Top 10 Moments in Bills History.